In this bulletin, Victoria records its highest ever daily number of coronavirus cases. Australia and the US attempt to repair relations with France. And in sport, Queensland launches a rugby league-themed vaccine incentive. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. New South Wales has recorded 1,063 new cases of COVID-19 from 139,000 tests. The state's health team also recorded another 6 deaths linked to coronavirus, taking the death toll of the current outbreak to 266. Stay-at-home orders for Glen Innes and Orange local government areas will be eased from midnight tonight. New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard broke down some of the figures and highlighted residents in areas of concern.
The cases to 8pm last night in Western Sydney were 220. I compare that back to 2 weeks. I picked the 11th of September as a date, and what I found was that there were 444 cases on the 11th of September. So to drop to 220 is actually a really positive indicator. Southwest Sydney last night was up to 294 cases. And again, back on the 11th of September, was 490. So again, to the people of Southwest Sydney and Western Sydney, you're doing a great job.
And Victoria has recorded 76 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19 from 62,000 tests. That's the state's highest daily coronavirus case figure. The Victorian Health Department has also recorded another 4 deaths, bringing the death toll of this current outbreak to 20. There are more than 6,600 active cases across the state. And Queensland has recorded one new locally acquired case of COVID-19. The infection was identified in home quarantine and is linked to the Sunnybank cluster. The student tested positive on day 9 of her quarantine period. Speaking at a new vaccination centre at the Brisbane International Cruise Terminal, Queensland's Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says her government wants to support local cruising tours in a bid to boost the economy and tourism sector.
What I'd like to see, and we're going to work on this, is to have a plan where we could perhaps start seeing some Queensland-based small cruises. So we'll be working with the industry to see how we can progress that. I'll put that to National Cabinet as well. That's a great option for Queenslanders who are fully vaccinated to actually trial some smaller cruises up and down the Queensland coast.
Let's go to overseas news now, and French President Emmanuel Macron has confirmed he will send an ambassador back to the US next week. No decision has been made about the French ambassador to Australia. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Macron and Joe Biden spoke on a call and agreed to rebuild trust. In Washington, Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he's reached out to Mr. Macron and hopes to engage in a similar call at some point.
I look forward to when the time is right and when the opportunity presents that we will have a similar discussion. Yes, we have, and the opportunity for that call is not yet, but we'll be patient. We understand their disappointment. But at the end of the day, as a government, we have to do what is right for Australia and serve Australia's national security interests. And I will always choose Australia's national security interests.
British PM Boris Johnson abandoned the diplomacy approach, blunt in his messaging to France over the submarine deal.
I just think it's time for some of our dearest friends around the world to, you know, prenez un grip about all this, and donnez-moi un break, because this is fundamentally a great step forward for global security. It's three very like-minded allies standing shoulder to shoulder, creating a new partnership for the sharing of technology.
And the United Nations General Assembly has pledged to boost efforts to combat racism. Marking 20 years since the Durban Declaration, an anniversary meeting was held to discuss reparations, racial justice and equality for people of African descent. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says discrimination remains an issue.
We are witnessing a troubling rise in anti-Semitism. We must condemn without reservation or hesitation the racism and discrimination of growing anti-Muslim bigotry, the mistreatment of minority Christians and other forms of intolerance around the world.
He also highlighted discrimination in the forms of xenophobia, misogyny, hateful conspiracies, white supremacy and neo-Nazi ideologies. Queenslanders who get vaccinated against COVID-19 in northern Brisbane or Logan areas will have the chance to win free tickets to the NRL finals this weekend. As an incentive to get the jab, the state government is giving away 3,000 double passes for the preliminary finals. Manly takes on South Sydney and Melbourne plays Penrith. Let's see what the weather's doing around the country. Cloud clearing, 25 degrees in Perth. In Adelaide, it's sunny and 20 degrees. It's partly cloudy in Melbourne, 21. Wind easing in Hobart, 17 degrees. Fine weather in Canberra, 20. Similar in Sydney, 26 degrees. Sunny as well in Wollongong, or 26 as well. In Newcastle, sunny and 26. Much the same for Brisbane, 25. Partly cloudy in Cairns, 27. Sunny in Darwin, 34 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom. And don't forget, if you haven't done so already, check out our podcast, SBS News In Depth, for more analysis as well as special features.